No, I didn't. I didn't call you guys. You guys called me or something happened with the phone. I don't know.
Something happened.
Something happened with the phone.
Yeah. But I did not call you guys.
Sunspot.
All right, Colette. Have a nice night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Colette?
Yeah.
I know we had the thing with the pass, the ticket to get in, or whatever the hell they call it. The card, the security card.
The key card, yeah.
Now we've had the phone call. Should point out three strikes and you're out.
I did not call you guys.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I believe you. Bye, Colette.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what I think?
She lies effortlessly.
I think Tony called.
Yeah, or Beth Ann.
Something must have happened.
All right.
Set up.
Fellas, I just want to mention to you that Bob Denver has had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, no.
And
I shouldn't have laughed at that.
No, you should. And I want to put you on notice that I believe the trifecta will be Frank Gorshin, Bob Denver, if he kicks, and then who from 1960s TV would die? Anyway, Bob Denver is very close to being on the slab.
Wow.
Also, what, Robbie?
I think Buzz is beating to it.
Did they use coconuts to build a new valve?
Yeah, we matched.
We'll follow up on that tomorrow, and maybe we can get that guy back on the phone just so he can sing his dumb song.
Gunnar!
Yeah.
The guy who's the real Gilligan on the new reality Gilligan's Island show.
I don't know what this says about my brain, but I have that song in my head always. I will actually sing it to myself. We were talking about Oopsie or Poopsie before. During mine, I was actually going, Gooner.
While you were going?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I do it every time.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
It helps. Hello.
It's required.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Gooner. My radio popes.
Howdy.
Gentlemen, I got to thank you. You guys take too much abuse from all these idiots calling in. You guys, one of the best industries, got to be the entertaining.
Can I just stop you right there for a second?
Yeah.
Heard wrong? One of the best, okay?
One of the best.
Nice talking to you.
You want it all out.
See you later.
That's right.
Now, I kid, of course, because we do have a time for one feel-good.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is, and he's a young man from Tampa Bay. It's probably a story that's been all over Tampa, just found its way to me, and I think it's great. He's a 13-year-old kid. He broke into a 2000 Dodge Intrepid, and he hotwired it to steal it. Once he was driving the car down the road, he had a problem. He's only 13. He's 4 feet tall.
Uh-oh.
Too short to see over the steering wheel.
Hmm.
So he went to a 7-Eleven, where he stole a 12-pack of Bud Light. He didn't steal the beer to drink it.
To sit on it?
He stole the 12-pack to use it as a booster seat. This worked for approximately 3 hours until Tampa Bay cops spotted the kid driving and pulled him over. Once they got him to stop, the kid jumped out of the car and took off. They caught him, and they arrested him. But that's a great feel-good.
Wow, how about that? A little felon in training.
That's too great, FIT.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the thing about the chick? All I know about the story is that the Canada border, Canada-U.S. border.
Yes.
This chick is coming through, and they got the dogs out because of the terrorist stuff. And they find some pot in her car.
Okay.
So they say, now we're going to have to go through the whole car. They go through her clothing, and hold on. She's got the partner car was recreational. Nothing compared to the 402 tablets of ecstasy that they found sewed into the sides of her bra.
Hello.
Wow.
Wait a minute. There is more. Down there,
yeah.
In Daisy Land.
Where, like her on her person?
Or
inside her person.
Oh my.
Where there was a maxi pad that she had emptied. She filled it up with 1,052 more ecstasy pills. I'm sorry, in the pad.
So it was in the pad.
Yeah. So let me see. The pot that she had was worth about $10
mm-hmm.
that they got when they pulled her over. The pills that she had in her bra were worth $24,000. The pills that she had in the maxi pad in her Daisy were worth approximately $60,000.
Oh, man. $80,000 worth of X.
Some of it tastes funny.
Oh, this is not the best I've ever swallowed.
It's not X. It's V. Where's my X?
All I know is that that patrol at the border, they sensed something fishy was going on.
Some killer V. Valium? No.
No
killer V. You know?
Vagex.
You know. SB.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, this ecstasy has a hair on it.
like one of those fish. Like one of those fishes, a big dead fish with that one eye just looking at you.
Yeah.
Imagine they pull out that maxi pad.
Oh,
you know,
no.
That can't be nice.
Right.
Going through that stop at the border.
They'll never go there.
They pull out that thing. It's like a hot pocket that opens up and...
Do not go there.
Hot pie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what is new with Crazy Horowitz?
Oh, Mark Horowitz.
What's his first name?
Mark.
Mark Horowitz. This is the guy. What's his website, Rob?
IneedToStopSoon.com.
Right. Oh, I remember.
Remember,
this
we've
guy.
Had this guy on the show like three times in the last year. He's nuts. He's got the list. He wanted to have the car, the Camaro.
Encased in Lucite.
Encased in Lucite.
He wants people to call him across America to have dinner with him.
Is he still traveling the country?
He's got at least five new projects working right now.
So we're going to give him about 10 minutes just because. You know, well, we got 4 hours to fill everything.
Yeah, it's either him or...
We'll be back with that guy in just a second. Horribly.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Respect for you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike, a lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Bill.
Yeah, don't forget it.
What do you got planned for Christmas?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That's disturbing. It is.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Don't say nothing.
Right.
Oh, I know what I want to say. We're so stupid here. This thing about streaming?
Yes.
They just came in and told me to shut up about it. Not that it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But they don't like the fact that we've talked about it and it's on our website.
Oh, really?
Even though they're hooking it up because there's got to be some big company announcement. Yeah. So, like, the horse is out of the barn.
Yeah.
And now they just said to us, hey, listen, stop talking about it.
Jesus.
Even though Hughes sent down the note today saying when someone called, would it be a charge, saying, no, it's free.
Yeah, do me a favor. Unring that bell.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Where else would you rather be?
Right here.
Than right here.
Right now.
No. Right now.
Let's unring that bell again. There it is. It's unrung.
The things they worry about.
So, between you and me.
Don't say it.
It's happening. But now we have to pretend like we don't talk about it anymore.
Be very, very quiet. We're talking about streaming.
They want to make an announcement.
Okay.
How about this announcement? Kiss it.
Oh.
Kiss it. Just kiss it real good.
How's it? Kiss it.
Mike, it's time for How's Your Horowitz?
How's Your Horowitz?
Now, you know, Mark Horowitz is crazy. He's the guy that wants to have dinner with different people around the country.
Yes, he's got a lot of random thoughts that are really all over the map.
Let me see. He wanted to, I don't know. He wanted to set Guinness World Records for eating Cheetos.
Wanted to run a marathon back and forth in a hallway. Wanted to sell random bags of change. Lots of good things.
That was his big idea, the random bags of change. So we'll give this guy his 10 minutes. Once every 3 months. His website is IneedToStopSoon.com.
Right. God knows what he's got planned now.
Here he is now. 1-6-5. Oh, he's ready to go on the air?
Yeah, he's ready. He's
does he know the secret?
Calling Mark Horowitz. You mean about the streaming?
Shh.
Quiet. Mouth.
Corporate called.
Corporate.
Ooh, oh. Do you think it was... Hello. Hello, is this Cameron Gray? this is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Hello, is this Mark Horowitz?
Yes, it is.
Mark, hi, it's Don and Mike. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're fine. Crazy Mark Horowitz with IneedToStopSoon.com. Mark, where are you right now, sir? What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm in the middle of the nowhere. in the Santa Cruz Mountains in a patch of fog.
You're in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Where are you driving to, Mark? Where are you on your way to?
Well, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to go back up to San Francisco, drop some stuff off, and up to Oregon and Washington I go.
And what are you doing there?
I'm going to meet with some people for dinner.
All right, now, these are people that you've just met on the Internet?
Well, they called, actually. There was a recent article in Reuters, and it went crazy. I've totaled 19,000 calls now.
19,000 calls, but these are strangers that you're going to be visiting, and you will go to their homes and break bread with them?
Oh, yeah, and talk with them for 2 days.
Do you want to give out your phone number again?
Go ahead, sure.
Are you the 650 number?
It's 510.
Okay, hold on. 50571?
No.
Oh, hold on, I see. 510. Oh, you got a lot of phone numbers. And you really want our listeners to call you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
510-872-7326.
That's it.
Mark, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Yes, Mark, what are you looking for?
Pardon me?
Just in general?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea yet.
Yeah. But you go to these strangers' houses, you get thousands of phone calls, thousands of emails. There must be a purpose. What is the purpose?
I mean, I think it's just hearing these people's stories. I think it's pretty incredible how everybody lives their lives, and they get forgotten.
What type of person hears you on a radio show or sees you on the Internet and writes you and then allows you into their home?
Yes.
Yeah, well, what type of person does that?
I mean, there's all kinds of different people. Some lady who picks up poop for a living.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to priests, rabbis, there's sociologists, there's somebody from creative studies at MIT. Their fourth grade class emailed me.
What kind of criteria?
They let you around children?
What kind?
Yeah, let me around
children. Wow. What kind of criteria? Obviously, the people who call you and invite you to dinner don't have criteria. What kind of criteria do you have for choosing to? Are there any people that scare you and you say, hey, this seems too weird, I don't want to hook up with them?
You know, sometimes there's a call where somebody will just monologue you to death, and they'll talk for 30 minutes. And you just say, that's fantastic, thanks a lot.
All right, now what about the fact that, I don't know what kind of media attention you've gotten thus far. You've been on our show 3 or 4 times.
Right.
I know you're going to be on the show that's on after Letterman. Who's that British guy? He's actually pretty good.
Craig Ferguson.
Yeah. You're going to be on his show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when are you going to be on his show?
June 17th.
Is this your first big national TV?
Oh, no, I've done a Today Show and CNN, American Morning, and CNBC.
Okay, so it's your first venture into the deep end of the pool, into late night TV.
That's it.
Are you keeping a tally as far as numerically for strangers that you've had dinner with?